My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of next hour, Matt Long and I'll be diving into the Ken Paxton Attorney General acquittal. We'll get into some of the things that went on with that. We'll go even deeper into that tomorrow. I'm hoping we'll have Representative Steve Toth with us tomorrow with Rick Manning to talk about that. But we're going to get into that, Matt Long and I. Also coming up top of the next hour, we will have Russ Andrews. Russ is running for Congress in Colorado against Lauren Boebert. And a lot of interesting things coming out with regards to that whole situation with Lauren and now a boyfriend that appears to be the owner of a bar that has hosted drag queens. I don't know. It's very convoluted, but we'll talk to Russ about what he's running and what his purpose is in being on going into that ticket. Also coming up, Taryn Gregson of We the Patriots USA, brand new documentary, Shot Dead, regarding the many, many victims of the COVID jab who were severely injured or worse, lost their lives. We'll talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But joining me now, and I'm really appreciative to have him back on the program. I'm grateful that that he is able to join me. I am very concerned and oh man, distraught in a manner of speaking over the news that he shared with me earlier this morning. I want to welcome my friend and gentleman running for Congress himself, Jeff Zink, out of Arizona. Jeff, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thanks, Pastor Greg. Thank you for having me on your show today.
So, folks, what has me so heavy-hearted is Jeff and his son, Ryan, were at the Capitol on January the 6th. And I want to just lay out for just a minute. These are just a few of the issues for why people were there, the grievances that they brought. And remember that the First Amendment says you have a freedom of speech, you have freedom of religion first, freedom of speech, freedom to peacefully assemble, and freedom to redress your government, and we should have a free press, which is in part what we're trying to do in part here, is just to get the word out. But there should be a free press as well. We had unlawful government mandated shutdowns of our places of worship and our businesses. We had forced injections on citizens for travel and work. We had treatments that killed our loved ones and our friends. We had a clearly stolen election. We had an invasion at our southern border and a humanitarian crisis. And I might add, folks, the shutdowns are on their way. They're coming back again. TSA agents have told friends of mine to get ready and be prepared. Forced injections, the treatments that kill our loved ones, all of those treatments are still in place at the hospitals. They're still doing that, by the way. We know now more than ever that the elections were stolen. We still have an invasion at our southern border, and it's gotten worse, and a humanitarian crisis. They are still perverting an entire generation of children. As many as 39% of Gen Z are claiming to be LGBTQ. They are still mutilating children. Gender mutilation, and they are still releasing lawlessness and murder in our cities, and they have doubled down on that. And we had three different segments about Chicago and New York and D.C. yesterday on this program talking about that. Folks, none of these things have been addressed by the individuals who claim to be duly elected and representing We the People. And that's why individuals were there on the 6th of January to bring to the attention of Congress the fact that something must be done. Must be done. Jeff, to you.
Well, in all of these things is a huge concern. One of the things that is the erosion is the corruption of the judicial system. What I witnessed as far as my son goes is a corrupt judge, Jeb Boasberg, and I want everybody to know that name, Judge Boasberg. Before the trial even started, one of the things that came out in the trial was that there was a grand jury that was convened naming my son. And he was with me 100% of the time. And so one of the things that came out was that Ryan entered into the Capitol, that he fought with Capitol Police, and that he was directly responsible for Brian Sitnick's death. And when the first accounts came out, they said that there was somebody that hit him over the head with a fire extinguisher, and he was murdered and everything else. And that was attributed to Ryan. Well, 1 week prior to the trial actually starting, they dropped the charge of entering into the Capitol. They also, 1 week before, changed prosecutors so that the old prosecutor couldn't be held responsible for what was going on, and the new prosecution was not, they were had deniability as to what's taking place. But when we put a motion in play to drop the case completely, because if he didn't enter into the Capitol, he couldn't have fought with police. He wasn't directly responsible for any deaths.
Right.
So there shouldn't be a trial. And the judge stated that he is guilty of a crime. We need to go on with the trial. Now, that's something that should not happen, but it did. And then there were numerous times throughout the trial when we his attorneys asked for a mistrial. They made motions to dismiss. They made motions to squash. There, here's the other thing that's that they came out and understanding. For 2 years, they've been asking for the thousands of pictures and video that my son took on that day. After the trial was over with, the prosecutor said, well, good luck with the appeal because we've destroyed all of the pictures and video. They destroyed evidence. And the reason why they never gave it was because they literally destroyed all of the pictures. So my son and his defense team was preparing for something that they eventually dropped. And it's just a bait and switch. It's just smoke and mirrors. It's not anything. There was never an opportunity to be innocent until proven guilty. Ryan was proven guilty first. He started as a guilty plea, obviously, because the judge said he's guilty of a crime. We need to, and whatever it was, he was either squashing or whatever. So these were the things and problems that we have, and they're going on a regular basis, and a lot of it has to do with no one is showing up for these trials. There's no one going to observe and to document and to do what and to see what's happening in these trials. And these judges are lying. These prosecutors are lying. They're destroying evidence, and they're just getting convictions.
You know, I was talking with David Shostokas, who is representing one of the J6 people, but he's also involved with the you know, the trial, the court hearings, and so on. And one of the things that he shared with us in one of the segments that we did is these judges are basically making up law on the bench.
Yes.
They're not following any law. They're just simply making things up as they go. I was looking for that story about the gentleman that was Owen, I think is his name. Let's see. Owen from InfoWars. Let me see if that comes up. So Owen Schroyer, I don't know if you heard about this or not, host of InfoWars, he got 60 days for a January 6 misdemeanor, and the misdemeanor was they said that they didn't like what he had to say about the about January 6.
Correct. And that again is the First Amendment right. So did my son make statements? Yes, we're storming the Capitol. We're storming the Capitol. They can't stop us. We're going to bum rush this stuff. He used a different word, but the thing is that these were things where he was commenting on what was going on around him. But the thing is, the prosecution never proved that he went in. And then we showed the Hunter Emke video, and it showed that Here's an Antifa kid that jumped up on the ledge, kicked three windows, punched two more, literally broke the law. He was arrested. We videoed that, myself and Ryan. You're on the video. You hear him clearly say when he's blocking three other guys that were going to interfere with the arrest of Hunter Emke. And he said, just leave them alone. They're doing their job. He was breaking the law. Just leave them alone. So that clearly shows that his intent was to help protect the Capitol Police that day. This was all corroborated by the police officers. They actually said, yes, that's what happened, and corroborated and went against the prosecution who put them up there and stuff. Then we also were able to get a video that had been squashed 65 times. But I had laid the foundation for it because of where we were in location. We could hear a bullhorn where a guy was talking to the Capitol Police saying that they were going to allow us to try to go to the Capitol steps and get closer to the Capitol. We had murmurs through the crowd, and we were allowed to play that for the jury, and everybody on the defense just was completely upset because, again, they had suppressed it 65 times, but they couldn't because I was telling the truth and I was telling them what was going on. And so when we laid that foundation, we were able to get that into his trial, which proved that we had no intent of
going in and creating problems and so on and so on.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Jeff. Will there be, or is there an opportunity for an appeal on this? Does he have the opportunity to appeal?
He has 9 days left to get this done. It's 14 days to notify the court that they're going to do an appeal.
Okay.
And so then we have 42 days to go through every one of the grievances. So one of the things that I've got to put together are the an affidavit of the pictures that I remember seeing us briefly going through his camera, because, you know, one of the things that I think that he took pictures of was Antifa dressing into Trump gear.
And just to be clear, they seized his phone and destroyed those pictures, the evidence.
Correct. Yes, this was the FBI and the prosecution. And then also one of the things that we believe that he took pictures of was the Ukrainian Special Forces coming out of the Trump gear because they were in camo and everything else. And that story broke, and we really didn't realize who it was, but it was right at the very end when we were leaving to get away because we realized what had happened on the west side. We were on the east side,
okay,
which none of that really took place there. And once we realized that, we were done. And like I said, we never went in. We never were a part of any of these things.
Just out of curiosity, I know with some of them, what kind of a phone does he have, or did he have?
He had an iPhone.
Is there any chance at all that any of that stuff ended up, copying up to the cloud?
Well, part of it did, but okay, a lot of it didn't. They gave us about a dozen pictures, but here's the other thing. They also used about 5 to 7 pictures that was never given to us, which each picture is a Brady violation. They were supposed to turn this over,
right,
and they used it in the trial, and we didn't have access to that. So every one of those is a Brady violation, wow, which is an appealable thing.
Right.
And then the destruction of evidence is also for a mistrial. When we found that out, the attorneys were constantly trying to, tell everybody or tell the judge for the mistrial.
But of course the judge said, no, we're not going to have a mistrial because he's guilty. And so we want to throw the book at him.
Correct. And I was also, I had to leave early. I didn't get to see the closing arguments because I had a threat against me saying that don't let go anywhere after your son's conviction. Well, how does somebody know that my son's going to be convicted and for me not to go because I testified that I was with my son 100% of the time? So I had to leave because what they were going to do was arrest me where there were no cameras allowed. So I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, when they come and arrest me for being with my son that day, then we will at least get it on video.
Right, right. Which you're expecting that they could come any day now and essentially try to kick your doors down and rush into your house
My son, because like I said, on January the 8th, they lied about what happened. You would have thought that somebody would have issued that warrant and then would have exercised that on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, maybe the 12th at the latest.
Right.
No, they waited until February the 4th at 3:00 in the morning to do that. And so this is one of the issues that I have is that they lied about what Ryan did at the very beginning.
Right.
I lied through the trial, and then he was found guilty of what was taking place. My testimony was suppressed several times because the judge wouldn't allow me to testify. And again, that's a First Amendment right that you can put on a defense. It's an issue here.
Right. Yeah. I believe it's your fourth amendment. Right. Yeah. Your Fourth Amendment right to have the right to be able to defend yourself and present a defense. It's folks, this is why this is such an important issue, you know, irrespective of what you may or may not still believe or not believe or the conclusion you've come to about some of the events that took place on the 6th of January. And nobody's saying that there wasn't, you know, you just mentioned about the guy that was arrested for the Antifa guy that was arrested for kicking in windows and so on. Nobody's saying that there wasn't some violence that took place on that day. What we are saying is that 90% of that violence was done by individuals, either Antifa or BLM, but they were leftists. They were not united. They weren't patriots. They weren't they were not our kind of people.
Right. And one of the things is that I need to point out, Hunter Impey, because of the videos that Ryan and I took, got 4 months incarceration, 3 years probation, $2,921 restitution. Now, that's not bad, and I have no complaint. But for somebody who never went in, never broke the law and everything else, who is now facing 21 years in federal penitentiary where he didn't break the law, But his ideology is that he supports Donald J. Trump and he's a Republican. Now he must pay this huge exorbitant price. And here's the other thing we also found out. At sentencing, the judge more than likely will add a domestic terrorist enhancement charge, which carries 10 more years. So in actuality, my son's going to be facing 31 years in federal penitentiary for helping the police, never going inside, never fighting with the Capitol Police, and definitely not responsible for anybody's death.
While this other individual who was responsible for damage, did break windows, did commit, you know, these acts, basically received a slap on the wrist.
Correct. Yes, because it's, 4 months incarceration versus potentially 31 years. And it's all because, and people and your listeners need to hear this. They came after my son. They got him. They're coming after me. Pastor Greg, they're coming after you next because you're a conservative Christian pastor that's trying to get the truth out, and they don't like what you're saying, and therefore they're going to come after you. And then eventually they're going to come after the listeners because they listened and agreed with you. And this is the state that we're in. This is no longer the land of the free and home of the brave. No longer are we free, and we need to start saying something now. Otherwise, nobody's going to be around when they come for your listener.
Well, and you know, the proof is in the pudding when you come to, when you look at what this this DA Fannie Willis did out of Georgia, filing charges against attorneys for filing lawsuits in other states. In other states, ladies and gentlemen, okay?
Right.
They filed, Sidney Powell filed a lawsuit in another state, and Fannie Willis decided that she had the right under a state-created RICO Act to go after. I mean, this is what's going on. You know, when we talk about what happened to Attorney General Ken Paxton, and now I just saw this, and I'll have to see if this is if there's some truth to this. But apparently, Representative Chip Roy was one of the ones who was after Attorney General Ken Paxton. So we'll have to see if that proves to be true. I know that there's an undercurrent of individuals that were going after Paxton. It's really sad, quite frankly. But again,
and Ken Paxton was actually, I tried to get in contact when the FBI kicked in my son's door in Lubbock, Texas. I tried to get in contact with him, and one of his staff members actually sent the Texas Rangers to Lubbock to try to check on my son and everything. And the FBI had been listening on my phone, kidnapped my son, took him to an undisclosed location. We later found out was somewhere in Oklahoma, and then was transferred to Washington, D.C. So not only did the FBI know that they were wrong, but they then kidnapped my son and then took him to the gulag, where he was there for 6 weeks until we got attorneys and got him out, which is really interesting. How would you not? He paid no bond or anything else on his own recognizance, yet we didn't know that he was being charged with Brian Sicknick's death. And then obviously things came out later,
right,
and showed that Brian died of an aneurysm the next day. Yeah. But the autopsy showed that it was due to the stress of the day before, which is not true. I mean, an aneurysm breaks when it does. It doesn't matter. And if it was that high of a stress, it should have broke yesterday, or that on January 6th, not on the 7th.
Hear, hear. Here, here. Well, Jeff, we are going to have you and your son, Ryan, in our prayers. Please, folks, reach out to Jeff if you're able to provide, you know, any. I know they're taking donations for the legal expenses, because there are a lot of legal expenses associated with this. You can contact him through Jeff Zink for F. Is it F-O-R for Congress?
Well, actually, what we would prefer is the giftsandgo.com/Ryan Zink. And the last name is Z as in zebra, I-N-K.
Okay.
So that goes directly to the defense of Ryan and his attorneys. We don't get
R-Y-A-N, right? R-Y-A-N.
Correct. So
okay.
It's
giftsandgo.com/Ryan Zink. GiveSendGo.com/Ryan Zink. Thank you, Jeff, for being with me this morning. We're praying for you, Father. I just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, paralyze all of the demonic that is active on the other side in whoever it's active in right now. Angels, act upon this now. We ask that the darkness be exposed, that light would shine into the darkness and break its hold. I ask that you would encourage both Ryan and Jeff right now in their spirit, man, in their soul, and refresh them spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally right now by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we speak justice, justice, In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Jeff, God bless you, brother. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take our break. We'll be back. Taryn Gregson joins me on the other side. Shot dead. We'll talk about the shots coming up right after this.
Thank you, brother.
So up next, we have Plant Slight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Plant Slight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And remember, you can get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, as well as you can pick up, this will all turn into a podcast, literally at the end of the hour. So top of this hour, the first hour, will be ready and rolling out on iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Podcaster, Deezer, Spotify, all those lovely platforms. So you'll be able to pick it up. I'm very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She is a part of WeThePatriotsUSA.org. They have a brand new documentary out, and it is called Shot Dead. And I want to welcome to the program Taryn Gregson. Taryn, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've talked quite a bit about Died Suddenly. And I actually had Thomas Haviland, who went, you know, around the country mm-hmm. talking to the different morticians about, you know, what they found and things of that nature. I don't know if you've ever talked to Thomas or not, but
I have not. I haven't had the privilege of speaking with him, but I did around the same time. I was having several coroners, you know, coming to me and talking to me about, you know, what they were seeing, not necessarily specific to the blood clots, but just that the complete rise, you know, in fatalities that they were experiencing. And all of them seemed to be pointing to the shot. I couldn't get anyone to come on record to talk to me about it. They were all, you know, sure. Many of them are public officials, right? So they were afraid to come on and speak about it. But I was so thrilled when that documentary came out because it was huge. It was much needed.
Absolutely. Well, and as is the one that you have created, talk to us about Shot Dead. And, you know, like we were talking about as we were preparing in the green room about, you know, the January 6th. And, you know, Epic Times did a great job with, you know, exposing that. Mr. Searcy did a great job with, you know, capital punishment. My friend David Summerall at StopHate.com did another, you know, phenomenal job. And a lot of the video that was used in these others was actually video that he had. And he had something like 45,000 hours of videos. Crazy. But, you know, it's so, I mean, there are so many different ways to look at this and perspectives and things that have to be highlighted relative to this. So I'm so glad that you've done this. Talk to us about Shot Dead.
For us, we really wanted to come at it from the human perspective. You know, we've seen many documentaries that are exposing the truth in various levels, which are fantastic and much needed. The Epic Times, one of them as well. But we wanted to go around America and show the true heartbreak that these families are experiencing. And we talked to many different families who have lost loved ones from, you know, all different age ranges and age spectrums. But we ended up keying in on three particular families that lost children. I think that so many people in the media is not covering the amount of children that have lost their lives to this shot, to the COVID shot. They were all told it was safe and effective, and they went out and got it. Parents, their emotions were being played, saying, you need to do this and get this for yourself and your children in order to protect your children. What parent doesn't want to protect their child? You know, that is just using and playing on parents' emotions. And so we really felt connected to three particular after we talked to so many different families, two of them teenagers that passed away after receiving the Pfizer shot, and then one mother who lost her baby 12 hours after birth. Her baby was born with a congenital diaphragmatic hernia, as well as just a 10-inch umbilical cord. So her baby kept getting pulled back into the birth canal during labor. And so it's just so horrific. That mother had to get the shot in her first trimester in order to continue to have her job at a nursing home caring for others. And now here she is left out in the dust, no one caring for her in her time of need. And so it has been an epidemic of, you know, of childhood myocarditis. We're seeing so many myocarditis cases. Some of them are ending up fatal, like a few that we are covering in this. And then all of the unborn babies, the complete disregard for the sanctity of human life, using pregnant women who traditionally have been excluded from clinical trials right. as lab rats. And so we wanted to expose all of that and show the true heartbreak that these families have gone through. In addition to that, we have Dr. Peter McCullough coming in, looking at these autopsies, telling us why these teenagers experienced what they did and why they went right. on to pass away. And we also have Dr. Thorpe, an OBGYN, who
Dr. Roger Thorpe, I love, he's been on my show. He's fantastic.
He's fantastic. So
and Dr. Peter McCullough has been on the program as well. They're both wonderful. Incredible. Yes.
They're both incredible. They both looked at, you know, the autopsies and the charts and, you know, confirmed and confirmed that these were vaccine induced deaths. And, you know, Dr. Thorpe, we also exposed through this the level of corruption in all of the work that
let me hold you at that for just a minute. And
sure.
And because you're a young lady who is at an age where do you have children yet?
I do. I have a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old.
Okay.
And so I had two babies during the pandemic.
Well, so this hits really, really close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you had girlfriends who were led to believe that these shots were safe. Some of their doctors, more than likely, because as Dr. Thorpe came out and when he wrote his letter to the head of the OBGYN organization, which had said women who are pregnant should take this shot, and he tried to push back and get them to stop propagating this, I'm sure that you were in that quagmire too of saying, okay, I want to do what's best for my baby. I assume you said, I'm going to pass. But I'm sure you also had girlfriends that didn't make that same decision.
Yes. I mean, I know the pressure firsthand of what it's like to walk into my OBGYN's office and them to completely pressure me to do so. I know what it's like to have my employer pressure me to do so. And I also know what it's like to be fired for my religious exemption being refused from masking and testing. Wow. While I was pregnant with our second child, the PGA Tour fired me in November 2021 for refusing my religious exemption from masking and testing and put me through a horrific religious exemption process with the vaccine. So I know what that pressure is like. And I give all the grace in the world to the women and the mothers who, you know, did not make the same decision that I did. And
right.
For various reasons.
Right.
And so I know the heartbreak that they went through, both on a personal level. I know many women who have had menstrual irregularities since they got the shot. I know many women who have had miscarriages since they got the shot. We'll never know if it was because of that or not. I know moms that have had stillbirths that have lost their babies because of this. And we also have a labor and delivery nurse, a whistleblower, who is in this documentary speaking right. about the uptick and the rise in stillbirths. We have to highlight what's happening to our women, to the children, because they are the next generation here, sure. Here in America and across the globe. And
well,
it is
and,
no.
And I love what you said. No, I'm sorry, but I love what you said about, you know, having great look, you know, yes, we get are frustrated by bad decisions that people might have made, even in the sense. I mean, I had COVID, severe case of it in December 2020, but because of the accident that I was in 6 years ago, I sleep in a hospital bed anyway, and I'm in a wheelchair. So I was like, you know what, doc, my room's already set up like a hospital room. You're not sending me to the hospital. I under no circumstances will I go. I followed Dr. Judy Mikovits' program and here I am. But I had double pneumonia. I was coughing up blood, shortness of breath. I mean, I had the worst of the worst, you know, been down that road. I would see people on my Facebook feed that went in and people losing their loved ones because of remdesivir and because of treatments and ventilators and things. And I'd be going, please stop. Don't know. Oh, my gosh. You can't be mad at people because of the disinformation that they were given. And I really, really, really want to highlight and appreciate the grace that you're sharing as you share that. I also want folks to know the Deliverance Ministry I'm a part of actually created a prayer to reverse the effects of the vaccine. Now, I want to tell you how cool this is. So, 2 years ago, I was at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Tinley Park, Illinois, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she had been at a Clay Clark Reawaken America event, and somebody had released something. They still don't know what, but she'd been sick ever since she'd been at that event. We're sitting there doing the interview, and Taryn, the Holy Spirit said, pull out that prayer. I want you to say that prayer over air right now. And I'm like, okay. So I get the prayer out, and I'm like, Dr. Sherry, do you mind? You know, I know I'm interrupting our interview time, but do you care? Is that okay? And she said, sure. So I say the prayer. She had been suffering and was instantaneously healed of everything that she'd been dealing with.
Praise the Lord.
And we've been getting those reports back. So I want to encourage those, and I'll put it back up on our site today. I want to encourage you that you know, we serve a God who fixes our mistakes. That's what Jesus Christ came for. That's the shed blood. That's the cross. He removes and he fixes. He reverses curses and he takes away sin and he takes away sickness and disease and he unwinds those things as if they never were. I'm telling you, God heals. So don't be like, oh my God, I've taken this thing and now that's it. It's the end of my life. I'll never be able to have a baby. I'm you know, no, don't believe the lie.
100%. Prayer is so powerful beyond words. And, you know, I agree that there is hope for people that have had the vaccine. There's hope for even people that have lost loved ones. You know, we hope and we pray that they will see them in the next life with the good Lord. And yep. That's why we want to bring grace to this topic. And that's why we're featuring these families that lost their loved ones, because it's so important that they have a voice. It's so important that they're able to heal and move forward. And they desperately want their voices to be heard to help other people, because they are being silenced by social media, their government, all of these organizations, and they want to warn people. They don't want people to go through what they went through.
Amen.
And so they want to help people. And we have to talk about this topic, especially when it relates to children and pregnant women, because they are continuing now to push forward and putting out more vaccines that are untested, do not have the efficacy. The RSV vaccine for pregnant women, they rolled out already, approved it with very short amount of testing, which again, you're not even supposed to test on pregnant women. They do so anyway. Yeah. And so they're continuing to do things. They, ACIP, the American College, the advisory board that votes on the childhood vaccine schedule, recommended and put the COVID vaccine on that schedule. And so it is important that we continue to give these people a voice to help other families and women in the future.
And again, what you've done is taken Peter McCullough and the numbers and the statistics, Dr. Roger Thorpe and the numbers, Dr. Alan Lindemann, who is another one who's out there saying, you know, talking about this as well. All of these professionals that are talking about numbers, and I'm on a stream and my Gmail blows up every day with story, you know, Peter Alexander, story after story after story of these kinds of events. But it's putting a name and a face and really humanizing the situation in an effort to try to get people to understand these are real lives we're talking about. You know, we can talk statistics all day long, but we've got to put names and faces to it. And I thank those people that have been willing to step out. I have been banned on Vimeo, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, and I'm still banned on Twitter. Or X or whatever you want to call it. I am. Now I've kind of snuck my way around, but I am banned for life on all four of those platforms. About vaxxers, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, I know the backlash and the ostracization that happens to people. So it takes a lot of courage to come out. But these families are so heartbroken that they don't care.
Right.
What is that in comparison to losing your child? I mean, there's nothing in comparison to that. And so I thank you because, yes, bringing the humanity back into this, because it was completely thrown out the window by our media, our government, everyone. Humanity apparently doesn't matter to them anymore. And so we need
if you're the right humanity.
Exactly.
I mean, Taryn, that's the other piece to this, right? If you're the right humanity, and that means, you know, well, and so you took the shot, you took their medication, you vented, you did all the things they said to do, and you lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. Now they don't care about you anymore.
No.
You did what you were supposed to do, and not only do they not care, but they'll tell you that none of the things that you did actually had anything to do with why your loved one died.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why I think highlighting the children makes it so blatantly obvious. How can you sit here and tell a parent who has a healthy 16-year-old that 5 days after they get the shot, that it has nothing to do with the shot? I mean, it is blatantly obvious that these teenagers that are just dropping over dead after getting the shot, it is blatantly obvious that these healthy kids, this is what it's related to. So it is hard to look at this and say, oh, it's something else. I mean, it really cannot be.
And many of them athletes, many of them young, young athletes, ball players, football, basketball, track and field stars, swimmers. I mean, individuals that are, again, like you say, young and at the peak of good health. And suddenly they've got a heart problem and they expire on the field. It's horrific.
And they don't know, these kids don't know that they have a heart problem. And we highlight two kids who, lost their lives due to cardiac arrest and two different types of circumstances. And so it shows the two various ways that two various circumstances, whether it's in the waking hours of the morning when your heart, gets that boost of adrenaline, or it's when you're running around in the park, playing sports, and that boost of adrenaline happens. And so we show these two various ways that children that are unaware of the fact that they have a myocarditis scar on their heart experience and lose their life. And, it's so important to us that this is seen by everyone. So we're debuting it on November 9th. It's going to be the premiere, shotdead.org. And from there on out, people are going to be able to view it for free. So We the Patriots USA, it's a nonprofit organization that helps to represent people in the legal system pro bono, defending their rights, whether it's medical freedom, parental rights, the Second Amendment, which we've had a huge win in New Mexico recently, blocking that governor's attempt to take away the Second Amendment right to carry in Albuquerque due to a public health emergency, are the words that she used there. We the Patriots USA stepped in there. So they're a nonprofit organization that wants to help people and get the truth out there. And so they are putting this film out there for free. And so people can go to shotdead.org to view the trailer, to sign up, to get an email alert whenever the premiere is happening and you can see it live, or to, if you find it in your heart, to prayerfully make a donation, because they've completely funded this project and are asking for no money in return. So if anybody finds it in their heart to support this, that would be great. But about the humanity and the people, tying this back to the people, we're debuting this, we're premiering this on November 9th, which is going to be the 1 year anniversary of the death of Trista Martin, the 19-year-old girl. She would be 19 years old, that is featured in this film. And we're going to premiere it in Tulsa, Oklahoma, her hometown. So her family has that support whenever we have this premiere. So again, we're just trying to showcase the humanity around these families.
What was there in this, or if there was there anything in this as you started down the path of putting this documentary together and working on this that surprised you?
That's a great question. That surprised me. I think what surprised me, for example, Trisha Martin, one of the teens in this, she was 18 years old, so she was able to go to the doctor and get the shot without parental consent. Okay. And just seeing how the children were impacted with this messaging via social media and things like that, I think that really surprised me to see how much these kids were also impacted and coerced into making their own decisions to go get these shots. I mean, we even heard stories of kids that were at school, you know, begging for their teachers to go have them get the shot because they didn't want to be different than their peers. You know, these kids, whether they were going off to college and so they felt pressure to keep their scholarships and go get it. I think that really, I have heard people, I've talked to people, but just really seeing the humanity behind that and talking to the parents about it, that I think what really surprised me was just seeing
the amount of peer pressure that was placed on these kids. You know, it's interesting because the other thing that comes to mind for me, we've got about 4 minutes left, but the other thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, talking about these gender transitions and things. And now we've got laws that are saying, you know, certain states are saying, well, you can't do it till you're 18. But you just proved by what you said how manipulation and indoctrination carries right into that 18-year-old decision. So at 16 and 17, they couldn't go because mom and dad said no. But the whole time in their mind, they're saying, the day I turn 18, the minute I turn 18, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to do what the crowd's telling me to do. And, you know, in the case of the gender thing, that, you know, Tina pretends to be Tim at school, but doesn't tell mom and dad about it for 2 years. And mom and dad have no idea.
Yeah, it's that is just horrific. And the way that they are bypassing parental rights is really disturbing. And the fact that, you know, many of the people putting these laws and rules and what have you in, they just don't even think that parents have rights. They think that children are owned by the state. Yeah. And it all of it is wrapped around the same bow, right? It all relates to one another. And all of these topics all come together. And just the disregard for the sanctity of human life, the disregard for the sanctity of the family. And and the fact that, you know, putting the government as the head of the church, the house, what have you, removing the father, whether it's the father in heaven or the father of the household from the picture. Yep. And I think that it's really, it shows in various ways throughout many different topics, including these two.
Well, I just thought it was interesting because to me, it just draws such a connection in total to the whole concept of people need to understand how much your kids are being indoctrinated in these schools in every way possible. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And then the amount of corruption that we uncovered too during this, the way that the medical examiners, you know, push these families off. They don't want to give them their results. The way that FEMA comes after these parents, asking them to change what's on the death certificate. I mean, the things that we uncovered in this is just unfortunately not surprising, but it will still surprise you when you watch it.
I look forward to it. I'll close by telling you this. My mother-in-law passed away in the same month when I had had my bout with COVID.
I'm so sorry.
And she was in her 90s, but the funeral director said to me, she said, now do not be surprised. They're going to put COVID on her death certificate because the doctor's going to get money and the facility is going to get money from the government for simply writing COVID on her death certificate. And sure as shooting, that's exactly what they did. Folks, it, man, it is, It's a scam from top to bottom. It's just horrific what
they're
doing. And
the amount of money that the government is paying these social media influencers we talk about, too, which, again, goes back to influencing our youth.
Absolutely. Shot Dead coming out on November 9th. ShotDead.org. Check it out. ShotDead.org. And check out WeThePatriotsUSA.org. You can see it up on your screen. Taryn, thanks so much for being with me today. I really enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate it. Hope you come back.
Thank you so much. It was a blessing.
All right, we're going to take a break. Ross Andrews joins me on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more coming up right after this.